This is Velma Hagar. And you know, this morning I want to talk about something really interesting that I heard someone else say. Little Makijah Makizi is, Makijah Kizi, I should say, has a podcast. And I heard her say something that I wanted to embellish on. She talked about how when we read something the first time, we needed, she said it was more valuable to read or listen to one thing five times than five things one time. And you know, she's right. I had some statistics I wanted to add to what she said. First of all, the first time you hear something, the brain, these have been things that have been studied and proven to be right. The brain only holds 11% of what it hears the first time. If you take notes when you are listening to something, you will gather up 30% of what you hear. And if you take those notes and you read them out loud and your ears hear them the third time, you will gather up 70% of what you heard. I like that. You know, when people whiz through the Bible and they say, I've read the Bible. Oh my God, you've read the Bible. If you read the Bible one time, you have probably picked up, if you're lucky, 11%. And the Bible is so intense and so deep. I like to say, do a deep dive into things. And by a deep dive, you know, you can skim the surface of things. And there are people that skim the surface of life and never really get down to the depth of things. That's the safe way. You can stay on top and just skim the surface. It'd be similar to just maybe snorkeling as compared to scuba diving. You know, scuba diving, you're going to see a lot more things underneath that deep ocean instead of just skimming over the top. And you know, hey, snorkeling is pretty good in itself because there are those that don't even go that far, that simply look at the top of the water. So I want to encourage you. Makijah was right. Listen to things more than once. You know, I did a video on my YouTube the other day. I thought it was so good, and it was about your inheritance in life. I listened to it myself three times, and I'm the one that did it. You know, there's an old saying that says we teach best that which we need to learn most. So as I am teaching, I am my greatest student. I'm my best student. I learn more than anybody. And sometimes God gives me things to say as I'm speaking that I go, whoa, I hadn't even thought of that one. So, you know, I do want to encourage you. If you hear something that your spirit finds interesting, do a deep dive. Don't just skim the surface. You know, write it down. Take notes. Taking notes is powerful. And then read your notes back and read them out loud. Because as you read them out loud, you bring another sense into the learning process, the hearing sense. The word says faith comes by hearing the word of God, not just reading it. Reading it, you're not going to get that much. But when you hear it, you read it out loud, or you listen to a pastor speak it out loud. You know, when I'm at church, you would probably think that I'm texting the whole time I'm there. I have my iPhone out. I take notes. I take intense notes when the pastor is speaking. And, you know, that's where I get most of my blogs from. I get one line that he says, and I take that line and I run with it. And so, you know, this is just really the thing to do. Take notes. It's so important if you really want to learn something. Listen to something over again. Listen to it a third time, a fourth time, even a fifth time till you really get it. So, hey, there you go. I liked what Makijah said. She said the first time you hear something, your brain knows it already. But when you listen to it the second time, it's looking for something new that you're going to say. So it gets a little more out of it. And the third time, the same again. So that was a good one, Makijah. Good job. All right, you guys. This is Velma Hagar. Don't forget, I have an amazing little book called Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, on Amazon.com. I'm close to becoming a number one bestseller. How about you help me out a little? Go on and buy it. You're going to love it. I dig out all the little treasures out of the Bible, and I show you where they are, the little hidden treasures. Okay, my friends, remember to take notes and remember to listen to things more than once. You are a blessing. Until the next time, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day.